We out of here, baby. And we are headed up the coast to Los Angeles. Read an interesting column about this morning. Bill Plaschke wrote it. And I'm reading the sentiment on Twitter. And basically, and you guys, I'd love everyone to chime in with their thoughts. But basically, no one in LA wants this freaking team. No one gives a shit about the Chargers. They're already second-class citizens in a town that they don't even play in yet. They'd be playing a soccer stadium until the Inglewood Stadium is built. And a lot of heat on Spanos because he's worth like $2.1 billion. The NFL gave him $300 million, and he still couldn't build a stadium without taxpayer money. So this is a lot of heat on him because San Diego loves their Chargers, and he couldn't make it work despite being a billionaire. He was making his fans and the taxpayers pay for a stadium, and of course, you know, why should they do that? So Chargers headed to L.A., where they'll be second-class citizens, and, you know, not a great look for the Spanos family, but when does that get in the way of making cash? So there you go. Chargers headed to Los Angeles.
Yeah, they were there for 55 years and built a very passionate fan base.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Like, good points by you, Greg. It's not a good look. You know, you have to build a whole full fan base, you know, around being the second class team there. And we've seen teams, you know, not succeed in Los Angeles, move away.
Sure.
You know, on the surface, it doesn't look like a good look. You wonder how they'll lose a lot of fans. It's going to be tough to gain new ones.
If your team moves away, Tony, if like Jacksonville like moved to London, would you still be a Jaguars? I guess you're a Patriots fan, but like, would you still be a Jaguars fan if they moved to London?
I don't think people would. No, I think people would actually become Falcons fans. Some people would become Buccaneers fans. I think no, I don't think they would be Jacksonville fans. It's interesting because I see both sides of this issue. Spanos is a businessman, so I get where he's coming from because there isn't a single stadium that I'm aware of that didn't get any public money.
Yeah.
Right.
And so he's trying to do what everybody else does. The NFL says, hey, man, we give you $300 million. You're on your own. That's, you know, you do get something done here. So there, and Spanos is a guy that's never cared about public opinion.
Right.
And basically says, you know what? I'm not going to put my own money into this because nobody else has to. And I'm glad that San Diego did this, the city of San Diego.
Oh, absolutely.
Because every city should do this. I don't understand why we keep paying for these arenas and they're getting all the money and what are the perks to it, you know, for the taxpayer? I mean, what are the perks for the taxpayer? Every single stadium, even in New England, when they built that new stadium, Kraft got, I believe, close to $100 million for the roadways and stadiums going into there. And he got a lot of the money financed through his own, but he did get public money. Jerry Jones did get public money. There's a lot of people out there that are always going to get something. And when San Diego put their foot down, I'm glad they did. I think more cities should do it, but nobody does.
Yeah. And this is a situation where this is a team that's not, they don't, I don't, they don't, they, Los Angeles don't want the Chargers.
No, absolutely.
So
not.
It's like, why do we have to pay for them?
Pretty much.
San Diego didn't want them. Why do we have to pay for them? So that sucks on their behalf. I'm just against I want the billionaires to buy the stadiums.
I agree.
San Diego actually has the lowest attendance this year as far as filling up to capacity. They were only at 80% of capacity on the season.
Yeah. A lot of people, like towards the end, I was reading, just knew they were going to go. So
yeah, 100%.
One of them.
And it's not like, sorry for cutting you off, Core.
No, okay.
But it's not like L.A. is getting this like perennial winner, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like the Chargers, have a terrible.
They're usually on the cusp of maybe making the playoffs.
Sure, yeah. But they haven't won anything.
No, they've been to the Super Bowl once.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're getting this great team or this great dynasty. You're getting, for lack of a better term, a bunch of losers.
Well, yeah.
And at least with the Rams, they could be like, all right, like the Rams were here a long time in Los Angeles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They came home. Right,
The Chargers have something of their own tradition. When you're 55 years, you know,
right.
There's Chargers fans out there who remember guys like Chuck Muncy and Kellen Winslow.
Right.
Yeah.
Dan Fouts, of course.
So even though they didn't win, you know, there were players, and there was a lot of tradition there.
And that's in San Diego, right? Yeah. That's their team. At least with the Rams, like most of their tradition was in Los Angeles. Like,
right.
I know they won the Super Bowl in St. Louis, but like most of their tradition is in Los Angeles. So you had St. Louis? Yes. Dick Vermeil, Mike Martz,
did it.
Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk,
Torrey
Holt,
Tennessee Titans.
Come on. Yeah.
Remember one Kevin of the Dyson Super Bowls. On the 1 yard line?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I can't remember everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great
they
Super
named
Bowl.
The vacuum
right.
cleaner after the guy. He was so good.
my top three football games I've ever seen was played in San Diego.
Real Kellen Winslow in the Miami Dolphins game had to be one of them.
Yep, that's the game right there.
They carried Kellen Winslow off the field.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's the game right there. That was an amazing football game. That game was in San Diego. So, you know.
Didn't they go to like Cincinnati the next week and it was totally frozen and they lost in the title game?
I don't remember that much.
Pretty
I was
sure.
very
like
young.
One of the coldest games of all time.
I remember that game. That was a very entertaining. It was a very good football game. I think a lot of people that saw that game will tell you one of the best ones they ever seen. That's in my top three. That one right there. It's in my top. Might be in my top two, to be honest with you.
So you have, I never saw it, so I can't really comment on it.
Yeah.
But you have a team that is leaving a city that really adored them. And I understand, like, they adored them. I know they're not, they adored them not enough to pay for anything, as they should, and I agree with you, Tony, 100%. But you have a team that, as you know, Scott, San Diego loved their Chargers, right? Yeah. You said they were passionate about them. Now they're leaving to go literally be a second team in a city that could not care less about them. They're number one. They'll be the second team there after 20 years. And Plashkin made a great point, right? In L.A., right, you got the Rams. They were there for 40 years beforehand, right? So you got the Rams there.
Yeah.
Do you know who everyone's other team? Like, if you're not a Rams fan in L.A., you're a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're Raiders played in L.A. You got the whole Compton thing going on with the Raiders. And
Compton?
Yeah.
Why we could bring every show this week we bring up Compton? What the hell is going on?
Well, because I watched the 30 for 30 on the Raiders. There was a big Compton section in it.
Oh, because of the apparel.
Yeah.
Tough guy apparel.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Cardano sent a tweet saying that game was played in Miami, so we stand corrected.
Okay.
So the Chargers ran that game, but the game was played in Miami.
But it was
Miami.
Very, very memorable.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a great game.
I'm agreeing with you. It was a memorable game.
What's that?
Remember watching that game, Scott?
It was kind of cryptic. Like, you know, I don't remember what. I remember, like, one of the first football games that I watched where I go, wow, a hell of a game. And I hate to bring this up, Corey. Was like when the 49ers beat the Cowboys in the conference championship game with Dwight Clark's catch.
Let me ask you this, Scott. If the Jets was to move back to Queens, would you go back to being a Jets fan?
Probably not. I'm too far gone at this point. You know, it's been 33 years where I've stuck with the same team. I can't.
There you go.
He did admit that he was a Jets fan, though.